Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. When it comes to singing, where do you belt it out? If you're like a lot of people, you probably feel safe singing in the shower, maybe in your car. Possibly in the empty basement parking garage below a radio station really early in the morning. Anywhere you feel safe. But Boston conductor and composer Nick Page thinks everyone can sing and should, whether they're in tune or out. This weekend, his 250-member Mystic Chorale will be doing just that, as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
I bet a fair number of you can relate to a confidence-rocking experience Jane Arsham had when she was a kid.
I remember so well sitting in my fourth grade class, given a solo in Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and getting so nervous. And I sang, and then the teacher said, well, that wasn't such a good idea. I'm not going to ask you to sing again. And that's, I don't know if that's what she meant, but that's what I heard.
And Arsham believed that was true for years. But now, at age 65, she sings her heart out as often as she can in a huge community chorus called the Mystic Chorale.
Go down in the valley, go everywhere, Elijah, tell everybody.
More than 200 singers gather for this recent rehearsal at a church in Arlington.
The trick with adults is to give them the emotional permission to let it out.
That's Nick Page, the Mystic Chorale's founder and fearless leader.
Most adults who don't sing, sing at the same level as when they stop singing. And that I got that from that book, Drawing from the Right Side of Your Brain, that says that people who take up drawing as adults start at the same level as when they stopped. And the same is true of singing.
Page lives by the mantra, everyone can sing. There are no auditions for the Mystic Chorale. Some members are totally green. Others have been singing their whole lives.
I was taught, so that F natural is the fifth. The tuning is actually a spiritual tuning.
Page is a hulking, playful, supportive presence. He works with the group through a song he wrote called I Found My Voice. Barb Siftar is one of the song leaders.
I was told I did not
but,
have...
But did has to be the same pitch.
My eyebrows were up.
Yes, they were.
You mean that's not the secret?
I was told...
Higher.
I was told. A classically trained musician and self-described folky, Page formed the Mystic Chorale 20 years ago. It started with much smaller, casual, community sings, as he calls them. Over time, the chorus grew as people in the audience sang along, got hooked, and signed up.
I was blown away. Wow.
65-year-old Charles Austin joined the chorale 5 years ago after going to a sing in Lexington. He was a longtime reporter at WBZ-TV Boston, but had to give up his career after being diagnosed with cancer. He also suffered 3 brain aneurysms. The last put him in a coma. Austin sang as a young man and calls the Mystic Chorale therapy.
Because what it does is the music that's here, that you sing in harmony with other folks, it just improves your quality of life, your focus. For short money, you can escape a recession, a depression, and misery because Mystic Chorale puts you in a place you want to be.
And then Charles Austin sings one of his favorite songs from the Mystic's repertoire.
Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God been so good to me. Every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Glorify the Lord today.
Charles Austin drove 75 miles to make his rehearsal, and he says he can't wait to get on stage this weekend for the Mystic Chorale's 20th anniversary concert and sing.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Thank you.